So I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
For a house. answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, patriots and jackbooted thugs alike. And you jackbooted thugs know who you are. Some of you are a little too closer to us than we'd like you to be, but that's neither here nor there. This is the TNT Radio Show on the Thursday Night Truth Show, the My View Matters Radio Network. We missed you last week, and we're glad to be back. The date is Thursday, April 10th, 2014, and we'll get right into this week in history because we know you love it. Your government indoctrination camps, your child factories turning out thugs who like to riot and cremate mass black violence in the streets. They don't tell you about this shit, so we will. So we look at this week in history. And we tell you that, right as we said that, there goes our computer. So that's always good. Hopefully that'll come back up here in a minute. So if you can still hear us, very importantly, the 17th Amendment was changed 101 years ago today. The Second Amendment changing was a big deal because before that, we actually had some constitutional control over our legislatures. You see, that was where the states would appoint the U.S. senators. And instead, we ended the state sovereignty, and we now allow the voting public, the masses, to elect the U.S. senators. It used to be the state legislators did it. Try to reopen the chat room here. Apparently, right as the show started, we lost it. So that's the way things usually go around here. Also, this week in history, unfortunately, this is the week in 1865 that Robert E. Lee surrendered to the jackbooted thugs who did not want you to have states' rights. Imagine if you tried to secede from the Union today, what they would do. They probably would do to you like they're doing to the ranchers out in Nevada, and that will be our main story when we get to it shortly, the ranchers in Nevada. So that's neither here nor there, but we'll continue for a moment with this week in history. Finally, we got the war between the states, not going to call it the Civil War, or the War of Northern Aggression, if you will, against the Southern Patriots. That war started this week in 1861. A very, very important date. One of my top few presidents was born this week in 1743. Thomas Jefferson was born. And finally, this week in history, the Webster Official American Dictionary, first published 1828. So we'll move past that. We'll get past the things that people want us to talk about. And that is the jackbooted thugs trying to take over ranches out in Nevada. Now, you haven't been following this story, and I really doubt that the mainstream press, I really doubt that the ABC, CBS, NBC, PMS, CNN, Fox News, Rush Limbaugh, I doubt that these guys are covering it, but I could be wrong. Rush Limbaugh and Fox News might get desperate and actually cover the story. But we got a situation where out in Nevada, there's a standoff at a Nevada ranch. Maybe you remember Ruby Ridge. Maybe you remember the unregistered church at Waco, Texas. Because if you remember these events, you'll know what's going on right now. We got friends on the ground in Nevada doing updates on this story. Nevada cattle rancher Cliven Bundy has called on Clark County Sheriff Douglas Gillespie, because we've got another good cousin out there in the area of Nevada, and I do have family out there, so hell, who knows? But Cliven Bundy, Nevada cattle rancher who's being oppressed by the jackboot thugs, has called on Clark County Sheriff Douglas Gillespie to start arresting the Bureau of Land Management agents on charges of trespassing and theft as his battle against the federal government intensifies. You see, rancher Mr. Bundy's dispute with the feds escalated yesterday. Yes, just yesterday. That would be Wednesday, April the 9th, when several of his supporters were assaulted by Bureau of Land and Management officials. The Bureau of Land and Management is currently rounding up Mr. Bundy's cattle in order to enforce a ridiculous regulation in order to protect an endangered desert tortoise, yeah, a turtle, when it looks a lot like Mitch McConnell, after 600,000 acres of public land was reclassified as federal property recently. Now, during a Moapa Valley Town Hall meeting last night, Mr. Bundy said he went to visit Sheriff Gillespie a few days ago, but found him. He is the man that has constitutional jurisdiction and authority. He has policing power here in Clark County, Nevada, and he has arresting power. So we elected him and we pay him. What do we pay him to do? Asked Bundy. Don't we pay him to protect our life, liberty, and property? And that's something we've talked about here before. The sheriff is the most important elected officer in all the land. Now, you wouldn't know that because here when we did this show in Louisville, Kentucky, nobody runs against the sheriff. Nobody gives a damn who's the sheriff, even though he's the most constitutional officer in the land. Now, Mr. Bundy noted his life was under threat because he could not get a response from a 911 call. He said, my liberty is threatened when they lock me away from my land and my property, and I can't care for my cattle. They stole my property, 300 head of cattle, and they stole them in Clark County, Nevada. You haven't been following this story? You need to be. Rancher Bundy called on Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval to make a stand for residents of Clark County. And thankfully, maybe surprisingly, as a state government official, Governor Sandoval blasted the Bureau of Land Management. He blasted the fact that they created a, quote, First Amendment area, unquote, outside of which free speech is banned. And they also decried intimidation tactics used against the Bundy family. But so far, the governor of Mexico, who could do a lot more in this fight, has offered nothing more than vocal condemnation. Now I'm seeing in the chat room that Fox News has decided to get off their ass and actually report on this. So that's good. Maybe the neocons will hear about it. The left-wingers won't hear about it on CNN or PMSNBC, but that's okay. See, these are important positions. The governor is an important position. We know that in Kentucky with the pathetic governor we have. The attorney genital, as I call him, not attorney general. I call him the attorney genital. The attorney genital is an important position, and the sheriff is the most important position. Asserting that the land under dispute was owned by the people of Clark County, Rancher Bundy asked, is the United States government trespassing on your land? To which the crowd reacted with an emphatic, hell yes. During the town hall meeting, Bundy's sister, Margaret Bundy Houston, also spoke about how she was assaulted physically by Bureau of Land Management agents earlier in the day. She said, it's like a war zone, and I feel like I was not in the United States. They have snipers. They have helicopters. They're carrying machine guns. It's not pretty. It's like a foreign country. Well, ma'am, you live in a foreign country today. Because anybody that gives you that bullshit about this being a free country is lying to you. And the fact that 200 armed federal agents are watching Bundy's ranch from a military-style compound with sophisticated surveillance technology has sparked fears that the dispute could escalate into a Waco-style assault. Now, folks, this guy has a lot of land, and he's worked hard for it, and the government doesn't want him to have that land. And this all started, like we just said, because there's an endangered desert tortoise that is being protected by government regulation. And the Bureau of Land Management out there says that Bundy's cattle running around there on his 600,000 acres is a threat to the endangered desert tortoise, if you can believe that. Now, I got to tell you this, folks, as I came home tonight, and I don't tell you stuff that's not true, I don't know what they're doing now. I don't know if this is the government. I don't know if this is the census workers, the Census Bureau. I don't know if this is Google Maps. But as honest to God truth, as I'm sitting here in front of this microphone, I came home tonight, and there was a car sitting in front of my house, and they had a little iPad out taking pictures of my house. So your guess is as good as mine who that is supposed to be. I should have chased the guy for blocks, but I didn't. I ran out to the street. I had just gotten home. I had just gotten out of my truck, and I ran out to his car to ask him who the hell he was. and he sped off. He was taking pictures of my house. The stuff is getting real, folks. The stuff is getting really real. Now we're finding out that maybe some government officials are going to back us up here. Finally, Senator Dean Heller, Republican U.S. Senator of Nevada, is criticizing the federal cattle roundup. Finally, somebody from the government acts like they give a damn. Senator Heller of Nevada said he told the new U.S. Bureau of Land Management Chief Neil Korns that law-abiding Nevadans should not be penalized by an overreaching government agency. And Republican Governor Brian Sandoval had pointed earlier to what he called an atmosphere of intimidation resulting from the roundup, and he said he believed constitutional rights were being trampled. You think constitutional rights are being trampled? Maybe. Bureau of Land Management National Park Service officials did not respond Wednesday, imagine that, to criticisms of the roundup that started Saturday and prompted the closure of the 1,200 square mile area through May 12th. It seemed by some as the latest battle over state and federal land rights in a state with deep roots in those disputes, including the Sagebrush Rebellion of the 1970s and 80s. Nevada, where various federal agencies manage or control more than 80% of the land, not a misquote, not a mistype, 80% of the land is controlled by the federal government out in Nevada. It's among several western states where ranchers have challenged federal land ownership. And this current showdown will pit the rancher Clive and Bundy's claims of ancestral rights to graze his cows on an open range against federal claims that his cattle are trespassing on the fragile habitat of the endangered desert tortoise. Bundy has said he owns 500 branded cattle on the range, and he claims that another 400 targeted for Roundup are his as well. Now you're going to love this one. Democrat U.S. Representative Stephen Horsford of Las Vegas noted that these officials are enforcing federal court orders. So they're just doing their legal job. You notice you got, and I guess they're going to have to make it about the one side of the left-wing right paradigm to the other side of the left-right-wing paradigm, because you do have a Republican U.S. Senator who's given this lip service. You have a Republican governor who's given this lip service, and a Republican sheriff who's given it lip service. Now, the other senator from Nevada is Harry Reid. And you know he's not going to do a damn thing for this rancher. And this representative of Las Vegas, Stephen Horsford, he's a congressman over Las Vegas, folks. You think you'd have more things to worry about than a rancher offending a desert tortoise. But here we go. Here we go. The new Bureau of Land Management chief is familiar with the area. He's a natural resource manager. You ready for this? The BLM chief served previously as a senior advisor to Harry Reid. Now, our good friend in the chat room is reminding us that the Bureau of Land Management will kill the desert tortoises at their conservation center. So it's okay for them to kill them, just not us. Kind of like the government, it's okay for them to kill people. It's okay for them to have a death penalty and kill people, and then we find out sometimes they weren't even guilty, but it's not okay for us to defend ourselves. Kind of like we were talking about on the Springsteen show last night. It's okay if government officials kill us. It's okay if government officials in the city of Louisville have to kill gang members, although I don't see them being that brave and having the balls to do that. But they don't want us to be armed. And this also relates out here in Nevada. So here you go. The new BLM chief is the previous senior advisor to Harry Reid. And then Harry Reid's current aide, Kristen Orthman, said that Senator Reid hopes that the cattle will be rounded up so the issue can be resolved. So Senator Reid's office is saying that the cattle must be rounded up so we can finish this problem. No, sir, you are the problem. The governor got it right. He said no cow justifies the atmosphere of intimidation which currently exists, nor the limitation of constitutional rights that are sacred to all Nevadans. There are some Republicans in Nevada who got a set of balls. They're not like Republicans in Kentucky. They're not like Mitch McConnell. They're not like our Senate majority or minority leader. They're not like the guys in the state Senate and the state House who won't stand up for anything constitutional. They're not like the local Republicans like Kevin Cramer and Hal Heiner. Wonderful alliteration in their names, but they don't have any balls. No Republicans in Nevada have balls, and they're not afraid to show them to you. The governor of Nevada said he was most offended that armed federal officials have tried to corral people protesting the roundup into a fenced-in First Amendment area. This First Amendment area tramples upon Nevadans' fundamental rights under the U.S. Constitution, and it should be dismantled, said the governor. And we agree with you, governor. Now, I haven't looked it up to see if you're up for re-election soon, but we agree with what you're saying. You're saying the right things anyway. If you think this is a new development, the dispute between Bundy and the federal government goes back to 1993. 21 years he's been fighting these sons of bitches. In 1993, land managers cited concern for the federally protected tortoise, and they capped his herd at 150 animals per 250 square miles. Officials later revoked Bundy's grazing rights completely. BLM spokeswoman Kristen Cannon said Bundy racked up more than $1 million in unpaid grazing fees over the years, while disregarding court orders to remove his animals. My gosh, he didn't pay millions of dollars in grazing fees. What a horrible man. He must be an Al-Qaeda terrorist. Now, Bundy estimated that the unpaid fees are about $300,000. Bundy said that his family's 19th century farm and ranch operation in surrounding areas predates the BLM, which was not created until 1946. But we're already having an arrest, apparently. Because late on Sunday, Bundy's son, Dave Bundy, 37 years old, was taken into custody. As he watched the roundup from State Route 170, he was released Monday with bruises on his face from the government officials and a citation accusing of him. You ready for this? He got a citation. Listen to this one, Mr. Springsteen. I know you're listening here. The 37-year-old son in Bundy got a citation accusing him of refusing to disperse and resisting arrest. And his mother, Carol Bundy, correctly says that her son was roughed up by the police. Meanwhile, federal officials say 277 cows have been collected. And a state veterinarian and brand identification officials will determine what to become of the impounded cattle. So here you go, folks. I told you last night this is a story we were teasing, and it was a big damn deal. It was a big to-do to me that we need to stand by Mr. Bundy. We need to stand by the Bundy Ranch. Now, if you're into social media, I don't really get into promoting them too much here, but if you're into social media and you're on Twitter, there's a group out there, and they call it a hashtag. It's a number sign. It's an ampute sign. But I guess the kids today call it a hashtag. Hashtag Bundy Ranch, if you want to stand by the Bundy Ranch. It's heating up, folks, but you live in a city, or you live in an urban area, or you live in an area where you think, this can never happen to me. The government would never do this to me. It's happening to them, and it'll happen to you. You're listening to the TNT radio show on the My View Matters radio network. We're going to get to our bottom of the hour break. And we got calls waiting. We'll get back to those calls after this.
rhetoric they speak is all the same. The men behind the curtain and the illusion they create pull the puppet strings and steal our fate. Watch yourself around me. I'm trying to live free. Push too far, we will strike. Like a snake coiled up in the night. Watch yourself around me. I'm trying to live free. Push too far, we will strike. Where the power structure lies, fight amongst ourselves as freedom dies. The only hope for humankind lies in solidarity. The strength in our number sets us free. Watch yourself around me. I'm trying to live.
Impressions aren't the most important thing, they're the only thing. At Ernie's Print Shop, we'll produce what you need to represent your company professionally. Right now, you can get 1,000 full-color business cards, 1,000 4x6 postcards, or a 3x5 banner for just $60. You choose. Check us out at erniesprintshop.com. Ernie's Print Shop, over 50 years, one source, one solution. erniesprintshop.com, 502-969-8585.
Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springsteen of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email myviewmatters@aol.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, and we think you can handle the truth. And we talked about the truth of what's going on at the Nevada Ranch with Mr. Bundy, and we're glad you stayed on here on the TNT radio show, the My View Matters Radio Network. And people are mad as hell about the ranchers, or at least I hope they are. I can't read their minds. I'm not Google. I'm not out there spying on you and raping you and murdering you like Google does. But we know people want to talk about it, and I think among the top of the list is our good friend Paul Holliger. How are you, Paul?
Dale, you sound a little fired up tonight, buddy.
I'm a little fired up. The weather's hot. I don't like hot weather. I'm the exception to the rule. I'm a polar bear, so I'm a little pissed off. I'm tired. I'm worn out. And we got these government officials going after ranchers, and nobody gives a damn. What say you, Paul?
I had an opportunity this past weekend to attend the Freedom Works Conference in Louisville, Kentucky, called Free Pack Kentucky.
Yep.
I had a series of 12 speakers and presenters. Four of them I found particularly good. I really liked four of the 12. One of them was a guy by the name of Andrew Wilkow, who has a website called the Wilkow Majority. He's got a quote on there from Ayn Rand that I want to read. It's a real brief quote. It kind of ties in with what you're talking about. It says, "A government is the most dangerous threat to man's rights. It holds a legal monopoly on the use of physical force against illegally disarmed victims."
Yeah, they got a monopoly on violence, Paul.
Well, the thing that I always wonder is the government is supposed to be following the same rules that they expect everybody else to follow, but yet they don't. And in this case here, despite the fact that this guy supposedly owes $1 million in fines for grazing fees, there's a bigger issue here. And the issue isn't the $1 million. Listen, I'm convinced of that. Oh. It is similar to the Waco issue. You know, you don't have to agree with David Koresh down in Waco. But the fact of the matter is those folks were pretty much leaving everybody alone. They basically said, and just like Randy Weaver at Ruby Ridge, all of these folks basically was saying, government, leave me the hell alone. And the government found reasons, in many cases, trumped up and invented reasons, to go hassle these people. And in some
cases, kill these people. They killed his child. They shot and killed his wife. And Randy Weaver, I actually got to meet him several years ago at one of the machine gun shoots, and he's still defiant as hell. You think somebody like him, they might have shut him up, and he might be doing their bidding for him now, but he's still mad as hell at the government. I guess, you know, once they kill your wife and kid, you're not going to really have a statute of emotional limitations over that, but I think we've made Ed Springsteen rattle too. I think he wants to get on this. Ed, what do you say? Is it okay to take your rancher's land to protect the Mitch McConnell tortoise?
Man, I tell you what, it's really interesting, and here's why. This fight actually started in 1993. If I'm not mistaken, that's when the BLM was set up, was 1993. In 1998, they decided to go after Cliven Bundy and start charging him. They had been trying to charge him since 1993 for grazing fees and all of that stuff, and he wasn't paying it. He had always done this. What makes this so damn pathetic, this guy has been doing this ranching deal in the same location his family has had it since the 1870s.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's ever been done. You know, so once they couldn't get him, they started fining him, and then it became a big court battle and everything else. I tell you what I've got a problem with. I've got a problem with this governor not doing his job. Rhetoric is cheap. We know that here in Louisville, Kentucky. Rhetoric is cheap. But where I've really got a problem with is their sheriff.
Yep.
I've got one hell of a problem with their sheriff, Gillespie, for not doing his job. One of the things that people don't understand, when you're doing law enforcement, military, anything like that, your oath of office is to uphold your oath to protect against all enemies, foreign and domestic. This is clearly a domestic enemy. And Sheriff Richard Mack, went on a rampage earlier today and sent out a notice and everything else, and he called Sheriff Gillespie, you know, nuts if for lack of anything else. And
that's all they're giving is lip service, like you said. Well, they're not backing him up. And like I said, I guess it could be worse. I mean, could you imagine in Kentucky if this happened? We don't have any governors. We have nobody here that has guts.
Yeah, we don't have any governors involved.
But we got a couple of sheriffs and guys running for sheriff across Kentucky. But could you imagine if this happened outside of Louisville? People don't realize there are farms and small. Small livestock collections right in Louisville, in the city of Louisville, there are farms. So could you imagine if someone encountered that here? What the hell would our governor and our sheriff and our attorney general do to help?
Well, I tell you, it's just mind-boggling to me that this is an issue. This isn't about money. It isn't about protecting the desert tortoise. Our good friend Paul is on the line with us. Had put a link in a chat room that I found earlier today, and it's coming out of Kingsnake. And ultimately it's kingsnake.com. But this is a story from August of 2013, just a few months ago. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management announced that it was going to kill hundreds of these threatened desert tortoises that they have had at this so-called conservation facility that they're fighting Bundy over now. They were going to kill them because they didn't have enough money for the conservatory.
Yeah.
So this is the deal.
But yet, guys, they've got all this money to send 200 federal agents to border to surround this guy,
right,
and house and feed them. They've got all the money to do that, but yet they can't find the money to keep the conservation center up and running. Come on, guys.
That's why I said this stuff's about to get real, because this evening I'm reading, this would be 4:35 our time, the Las Vegas Review-Journal is reporting that militias from Montana, Utah, now this is the Las Vegas, again, local review journal saying this, so I'll tell you for what it is, but they're reporting that militia members from Montana, Utah, Texas, Florida, and New Hampshire are heading on the way to help the Bundy clan.
New Hampshire? Really?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
New Hampshire actually announced that earlier. But, you know, you're right, Paul. That's
really
exactly
has balls.
It.
I mean, we wish the legislature in New Hampshire, just look at their legislature in New Hampshire. I know I pimp them a lot, but they have citizen legislators who work for the equivalent of about $200 every 2 years, and they have a lot
right.
more legislators. These aren't Republicans that don't have any balls. These aren't the Kevin Kramers and the Hal Heiners of the world. These guys say and they mean it, Paul.
But here's the real question, and I agree with you, Dale, 100% on New Hampshire, but here's the real question, though. If they're going to kill the desert tortoises anyway, and they made a public statement to that effect and said that, you know, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the recovery coordinator, Roy Averill Murray, talked about that back in August of 2013. So if they're going to kill these tortoises anyway, then the cattle aren't the problem, and neither is Cliven Bundy. You're talking about Nevada here. You're talking about a remote area of about 600,000 acres.
Yep.
You know, the U.S. government owns 28% of the total land mass in the United States today. You know, hundreds of millions
of
acres. Right, 80% of Nevada and 28% overall. So if it's not about the desert tortoises, and it's clearly not, based on the U.S.'s own statements, then it can't be about the cattle, so it can't be about Cliven Bundy. All right. Interestingly enough, they didn't really care about that property. They were selling it to real estate developers. They wasn't worried about the desert tortoises. They started selling it to real estate developers, but the real estate market bottomed out. And, of course, the real estate developers, that obviously benefited Harry Reid a great deal. But the real estate market bottomed out. So everything has just gone to shit. The bottom line is, if it's not about the tortoises, it's not about the cattle. If it's not about the cattle, then it's not about Cliven Bundy. What the hell is our U.S. government planning on doing with this 600,000 acres that they are too scared to let the world see? That's the question.
Well, it'd be
for
a
me.
Good place for the concentration camps.
Either
well,
or. I'm not going down a conspiracy road. I just want to ask that question.
No, I mean,
because
it's not a conspiracy. We can look up the fact that they totally made sure that all DVRs across the world had the episode of Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theories removed where he went
right.
to the concentration camps. Paul?
You're right.
It sounds like they want to establish Area 52 now. We've already got Area 51 outed. Now let's establish Area 52.
Well,
and I say that tongue-in-cheek.
tongue in cheek, I can say this, Paul. Ed was telling these real estate investors, as far as we know, they were going to turn it into a nice little Cordish version of Louisville 4th Street out there in the desert, and it would have been huge and prosperous, just like everything Cordish touches, right, Ed?
Yeah, exactly. It's very interesting because there's something here that nobody's willing to make the connection on, including Fox News. So, you know, but there's something here nobody wants to make the connection on, and I'm really not sure what. You know, I know you were using tongue-in-cheek with Area 52. It could still be Area 52. It just wouldn't be alien-related. You know what I mean?
That's getting real because all these militias are heading out there, gentlemen, and I was reading again about Bundy's son being taken into custody, and I'm guessing he's out now. And unfortunately, today, and if the Las Vegas Review Journal is admitting to this, I think this is true, or they wouldn't admit to it. Today they're saying that Bundy's other son was shot with a stun gun.
Yeah, he was shot with a stun gun.
So that makes me sleep better at night, knowing that they're shooting his family and taking him into custody. I mean, you got lawmakers, like you said, most of them don't do any more than lip service. But we talked to you about what Senator Dean Heller in Nevada said. It's lip service, but it's better than freaking Reed's assistant and the one who's now in charge of this organization, the BLM, who used to be an advisor to Reed.
Well, it's a solid
joke. Some people see this as the latest battle over state and federal land rights. And you look at this state, Paul will know where I'm going with this. Remember the Sagebrush Rebellion, Paul?
No, I'm not familiar with that. But, Dale, I do have
Sagebrush Rebellion
of
the
70s
and 80s. Yeah, Nevada is among the several states where ranchers continue to challenge federal land ownership. And the current showdown pits, like I said, Bundy's claims of ancestral rights, as Ed was just saying, going back to the 1800s, against this piss-ass organization that didn't even exist again. Somebody was about to say something. Go ahead.
I have to wonder if some of the folks that are part of the Patriot movement who have suggested that the federal government is simply trying to goad us into allowing them to institute martial law. I'm just wondering if this is yet another activity trying to give them a reason to impose martial law. And all of these doubting Thomases, once the government institutes martial law anywhere in the continental United States, the doubting Thomases better wake up. They better wake up.
Well, I agree. They're probably trying to head that way. They're probably trying to bait people to go that way. But here's the question, Paul and Ed, and I don't say this tongue-in-cheek. I say this seriously. Just think how great it would be if the state government of Nevada – we know the federals like Reed don't give a damn, but what if the federal or the state government, what if the state government in Nevada would stand up with its landowner? And it could head that way because he's got a lot of state legislators on his side. At least they're not saying the wrong things. What if the state government in Nevada sent in their troops? What if the state government in Nevada sent in their, what's the word I'm looking for? Not federals, but the... not state
top
police. Help me out, gentlemen. Like their
National Guard.
The guard units. It won't
What if the Nevada National Guard stood up against the federal government in front of these ranches?
It won't happen. It's easy for this governor and this senator to make blanket statements about how this is appalling and how the BLM needs to rethink how they're handling this. They didn't say BLM needs to pull off and stop what they're doing. They said that BLM, the Business of Land Management, the Bureau of Land Management, they needed to slow down and think about a different way to handle this. That's what they basically said. They didn't say get the hell out and stop this, quit abusing our citizens. That would have been a strong statement, and that's why I say they're playing politics with it. Another good example of that, Cliven Bundy went on record, I believe it was earlier today. He actually went to visit Sheriff Gillespie a few days ago, and got to his office, and when the sheriff found out he was there, Bundy found him hiding under the table.
Yep.
Found the sheriff hiding under a table. Yeah, this is a guy who knows anything about an oath of office. You know, these are the things that we talk about all the time. You know, and as far as his kids and everything else, according to his daughter said that her Bailey Bundy Logue is her name, said that, you know, all the family was doing was documenting the seizure of their cattle. Nobody resisted arrest or nothing else, but Cliven Bundy's son you know, was not only Dave was not only shot with a taser, they also put him on the ground and beat the hell out of him. They, according
well,
to Bundy's daughter,
how long before the federal government sends in their jackbooted thugs? They're already there. They already got the ranch surrounded with the jackbooted thugs. How long do they say? How long until they decide they don't want to lose their own little pasty white jackbooted thugs' lives? And how long before they send in armed drones to blow up the place like Waco?
I think it's a plan. I don't think that Obama, I don't think that Eric Holder, anybody that could actually get involved to try to do anything with this gives a shit. It's a white guy. And I know that sounds racist as hell, and I apologize to your audience in advance. But the reality is we can let thugs like the Black Panthers take over election polls and election booths and not do anything to stop that and let them off scot-free and stop all investigations. And here we've got a guy who is doing a valuable service. I mean,
like
look at
you
what
said,
the
it doesn't matter what people think of David Kokesh or David Koresh. It doesn't matter what people think about David Koresh and those guys when they had their unregistered church and Jan Arena found it justified to kill everybody in the unregistered church. It doesn't matter if people can pursue Koresh as the bad guy nut job. The government burned them all to death. I mean, if we post pictures of all the kids they burned alive on the internet, we think that people might get offended by that.
Well, Koresh was a pedophile. If I'm not mistaken, there was 76.
Doesn't matter. They could have taken him to custody.
No. I'm not justifying the burn. What I'm saying is, I can see why, you know, the feds got involved in that situation. He's a known
pedophile.
But it's a state issue.
Pedophile. We've seen this show that used to run on PMSNBC. This Catch a Predator. Couldn't they just get him out in the backyard and tackle him like they always did the predators instead of blowing up on the kids?
That's what I was getting at. He was a pedophile. I could understand these guys being involved in this. What I don't understand them doing was burning the place down. I agree with you on that. But there's no reason for this against Cliven Bundy. With David Koresh, you had a legal reason justification as a pedophile to put him under surveillance, attempt to arrest him, and everything else. They don't have anything on Cliven Bundy. This is ridiculous. That's the point I'm trying to get at. The way they did it was wrong.
We had an event
but at least they had
to this. We had an event that was very similar to this just about 12 or 13 years ago. I don't remember if either of you all gentlemen remember the story. Anybody remember Klamath Falls? Klamath Falls was where basically the federal government came down and shut down their water supply. And they literally had 911 calls on record where the ranchers and even the city officials of Klamath Falls, Oregon, were calling 911 saying, help, they're stealing our water. And this is going to be a huge, huge issue in 2001 where they basically were trying to shut off all the water and basically starve them to death, for lack of a term, just kind of kill any industry, any farms, any cattle, any ranches out in Klamath Falls, Oregon. But surprise, surprise, we didn't hear much about that because that happened in August of 2001, and something big happened in September of 2001. They kind of took that off the headlines. But that was his top story in the summer of 2001, the government showdown at Klamath Falls, Oregon. And they never did get their farms or their ranches or their rural basin back, where they were basically battling over the most precious resource that we have, water. And that was in Klamath Falls, Oregon in 2001.
Right. It is amazing to me that we continue. Go ahead.
What side of the Cascades was that on, Dale? Was that on the western side or the eastern side up in Oregon?
Oh, gosh. I don't know right now. I want to say the west coast of it because basically you had this rural basin over the Klamath Falls water that and they blocked one of the largest salmon runs on the west coast. And you had these Oregon Indian tribes on the upper hand of the region that got pushed into a severe drought, and people died, and wildlife fell off, and vegetables and plants fell off because the federal government – took away their water rights up in the upper Klamath Basin.
The reason I was asking that question is because on the eastern side of the Cascades, on both Washington State and Oregon, as well as in Idaho, there is a fairly strong independence movement that has taken root in that part of the world.
Yep.
And this thing involving this Nevada thing, I'll tell you what, I actually am going to be tracking this story because I want to see what the militia showdown versus the BLM stormtroopers, how that shakes out. And also, Ed, you were criticizing Nevada's governor, and rightfully so, I might add, but But I want to see what this showdown might do to the governor's position. Remember, when we are facing Goliath, when little old David, us, are facing the gigantic Goliath, the federal government, while it would be nice to see somebody rise up and be defiant, I'm not sure that it's always the best approach. Because even the Americans who founded this country, they didn't necessarily get up in King George's face and said, screw you, and act defiant. They were a whole lot more subtle about it. They actually formed a whole bunch of guerrilla groups, if you will. They dealt with propaganda that was disguised. I think it's called Poor Richard's Almanac. And so they handled that situation a whole lot more subtly. And yeah, it would be cool to see a big old standoff, but the problem with the big old stand-up is there's a face-off, is that there's usually going to be lives lost immediately. So let's just see if the pressure from the militia groups have any effect on helping this guy deal with his federal government issues. Okay?
We'll definitely be keeping our eye on it, Paul. Final thoughts, Ed?
Yeah, well, just a quick statement. One, when I talk about when you talk about the governor and our founding fathers and how they didn't do all this, our founding fathers also didn't have the technology and the resources available to reach people en masse the way that we do today. That's the first thing. So I think this governor should use that power and that authority to make it happen. And that shows to me his lack of willingness and just playing politics. You know, for me, it's real simple. There is something going on that we don't know about. Does that sound like conspiracy? Okay, it's conspiracy. But when we don't, when we've already announced we're going to kill these desert tortoises anyway and everything else, then it's not about cattle, it's not about Bivin, it's certainly not about a measly $1 million in an over $2 trillion budget. That's like taking a dime to Circle K. I mean, that's nothing. So, you know, we've really got to start looking at the big picture here, and I think there's going to be a lot more about this going forward now that we've got media getting involved, and hopefully we can make a difference. I appreciate the time, Dale. Thank you so much.
No problem, guys. Again, let's look at another incident that went into history, folks. If we were to talk about things going on out west, let's look at the American Indian Movement. Let's look at something out there. There was a Pine Ridge shootout. Let's look at something out there called the Wounded Knee Incident. Anybody remember this? Ask the Native Americans, the American Indians, whatever you want to call them, how they feel about trusting your government. You had these AIM protests and contentions going back 40 years ago. You had AIM chapters remaining committed to confronting government and corporate officials. But we don't really see what went down. They challenged the ideological foundations of U.S. national holidays, such as Columbus Day and Thanksgiving. And they argue that Thanksgiving should be a national day of mourning. And this is all through the American Indian Movement. If you want to go look it up, it was a national or Native American advocacy group, AIM, founded in 1968 with an agenda that focused on leadership and sovereignty. And the founders included one Russell Means, who went on to be a libertarian activist in his later days in life. And these guys knew that they didn't trust what your government was doing to them. Ask the American Indians, ask the Native Americans, whatever you want to call them, whatever incorrect, politically correct term that you want to call them, about what's going on today. Look at what went on at Waco. Look what went on at Ruby Ridge. Look what went on at Wounded Knee. Look what went on at Klamath Falls. And look what's going on in Clark County, Nevada. Stuff's getting real, folks. You think we're talking conspiracies here? This isn't conspiracy theory. This is conspiracy fact. We hope you'll wake up before it's too late, or you too might be laying there in your own camp, in your own deathbed, in your own hole that you had to dig thanks to the New World Order.
Well, they're here. I locked the door, but I can see them through the window. One of them is waving at me to shut down. I'm giving him the finger. I'll shut down when I'm goddamn good and ready.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!